Here are some of the other stories we are watching this hour. It's a rough start on Wall Street, unfortunately, this morning. Just after the opening bell, the Dow plunged 150 points, and the view hasn't gotten much better from there. Investors are reacting to disappointing reports on jobless claims and the U.S. trade deficit. And the number of homeowners filing for foreclosure has hit its lowest point in 3 years. Good news, right? But some of last month's fall off may be due to a new banking rule that's slowing the flow of paperwork, of all things. And in Tucson, the man accused of gunning down Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has entered a not guilty plea to dozens of new charges. Witnesses say Jared Lee Loeffner was smiling as he entered the packed courtroom. He's accused of killing 6 people and wounding 13 others. Time now for a quick trip cross country for a check of the stories that our affiliates are covering. In Vermont, a high school girl is breaking gender barriers as a member of the boys' basketball team. Hannah McNulty petitioned state officials to play with the boys after the girls' team disbanded because they didn't have enough players. And a bungling criminal is caught on tape in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The suspect is seen struggling to put on his ski mask. You see him trying to put it on several times, but you know what? He can't do that because of the 9mm pistol in his hand. Never thought to put it down. The so-called robber left with nothing. And surveillance cameras were also rolling in Lauder Lakes, Florida, when an angry customer jumped across a Burger King counter to confront workers. Police say the woman was upset because she thought someone had spit in her sandwich. Let's get you up to speed so far on these controversial hearings. You are hearing right there from Congressman Keith Ellison testifying. These are hearings on radical Islam in America. They're happening now on Capitol Hill. Peter King of the Homeland Security Committee, the chairman, he wants to know more about how Muslims in the U.S. are being turned into dangerous radicals. Listen here.